Proclamation number 3185 of 10th of July, 1944. Wrong will. Intervention of God. God does not command the will of man, but he puts a stop to their deeds if he deems it necessary. And therefore people are active in a way which completely contradicts divine order. And they are not prevented from doing so by God, so that they shall realize for themselves where it leads to if they do not submit their thoughts and actions to God. And what they do out of themselves, without connection with God, in the feeling of their own strength and the conviction of right thinking, when they use their strength to act against the weak. This is a thinking and acting which does not correspond to the commandments of love for God and neighbor, and consequently the human being violates the divine order. His freedom of will not be curtailed, his actions will not be prevented, so that the human being himself will recognize by the consequences that he is erred, so that he will change his thinking of his own accord and submit to the commandment of love for God and his neighbor. And therefore the will can develop uninhibitedly, it can initiate deeds which border on the satanic without being gagged by God, it can express itself in the wrong direction and achieve devastating effects without God forcibly guiding this will into the right path. However, God sets a limit to the procedure, namely when he himself is completely ignored, i.e., when people only work with God's counterpower, when they listen to it and thus overturn the divine order, which is the preservation of all created things or dissolution for the purpose of serving activity. Then God will put a stop to it, in accordance with the depravity which humanity's actions prove. But then people who are not guilty, who recognize God and strive to live in his order, will also be most painfully affected. But it is understandable to them that God intervenes and that he lets his power become apparent. They humbly accept everything imposed on them for the sake of their fellow human beings, who must be visibly and tangibly affected if they are to change of their own free will. Nevertheless, free will remains with people if God does not take their earthly life away from them. They must let their will become active of their own accord, and happy is he who then uses this will correctly, who uses it for works of neighborly love, who observes divine order and seeks contact with God, for God's intervention has become a blessing for his soul. But every indication of this is in vain where people are already so hardened that they only think of themselves and their well-being and therefore abuse their strength. Their will is unbending, the human being is not accessible to any idea and therefore does not shy away from any deed, even though it undeniably betrays Satan's influence. People will be capable of actions which endanger their fellow human being's soul and body, and therefore God will express himself by not binding their will but by preventing the effect of their will. By opposing his will to people's will, and this signifies a work of destruction of dreadful proportions. For his love and justice will not tolerate that the weak perish and the strong seize what is not his due. His love also does not tolerate that people's souls are enslaved and that they're in danger of losing themselves to the lords of the underworld. And therefore he lets his voice be heard and calls people to come to their senses and strive towards him, so that they refrain from their plan to destroy everything that is weak and to raise themselves above them. Amen.